a little bit of intro here. So we are going to be watching, again, sections of the video. This is taken from the, I was trying to find the name of it, it's Journey to Mount Sinai. And there's actually been, there are two sessions of this. This is what Mahoney was using to develop to be put into the movie theaters. So we're going to pick up a couple of pieces of this. As an intro, Rick said that the reason we're not going to look at the whole thing is because it looks at several different possible sites for Mount Sinai, the Mountain of God. And for the most part, he discounts, they literally gives you all the reasons why it's not these other sites. And so we're going to focus on one particular site, Jabal al-Az. And that one is the one that basically has the most, the best support for, if you take that the crossing of the ocean, the sea, was at Aqaba, Gulf of Aqaba, instead, you know this.
Excuse me. Thank you.
If we assume that Gulf of Aqaba is where the sea was actually parted and they crossed, then it leads you to this particular site for being the most likely site for Sinai. A couple of things to note. Again, there is one other site that they talk about a little bit, Halah Labar, and they'll talk about it a little bit. It's a little bit associated with the area, same area. But he's going to basically focus down on Jabal al-Az. A couple of things to note. This is, again, from the series of Patterns of Evidence. And the video series goes through six potential sites. Again, we're going to focus down on Jabal al-Az. Question that I had, and I'll just throw this out here because it's just my own personal question that I would ask Rick, is why are we doing this? What's the purpose behind his obsession with going out and finding where the real crossing was and the real site for Mount Sinai? Why do we bother? What's the reason for it? Okay, it validates scripture. Any other reasons that you can think of? Quiet crowd this morning. Everybody's.
I think the validation is maybe a little bit too far. I think it's corroboration rather.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a validation. We know that all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. We know that it's true.
Right.
And so rather than saying this validates, no, it corroborates the account.
What we see in what we see in scripture. It also gives us a little bit better feel for the arguments that are raised up against there ever being an Exodus. So if you take the scriptures and you really work through them to validate the route that was taken, the locations that it's talking about, this is just a means of us strengthening our understanding of what the scripture is telling us. And we'll see where they make reference back to the scriptures in the video and give you some other points of reference. Bill?
A major factor, and I agree with you 100%, was until recently, there was no hieroglyphics record in Egypt of the Jews ever being there.
Yeah.
There was nothing written, nothing found. That's changed.
Yeah. So
there is now clear evidence.
Yeah.
But until recently, there was none.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you have to understand that anthropology, sociology, archaeology are world systems that
yes.
are captured by Satan and captured by the prince, you know, prince of the power of the air, the spirits that are at work in the disobedient. So we have to understand that as a world system and as an epistemology and a way of understanding what's true about the world,
yeah.
these systems that are used by the world are corrupted
yes.
in a lot of ways, which is why I think it's really helpful to watch the David Roll. We watched the
yep.
David Roll video,
sure.
for instance, which, and he's not of the same worldview, but he's saying, no, there's gaps in this structure. And so I think that it's helpful as human beings who are dependent upon the quote-unquote expertise
right.
of these experts in these fields, like that human error is embedded in some of these things, you know, whether it's archaeology or whether it's anthropology or whatever, like humans who are rebelling in their hearts against God are the ones who are in charge of, you know, putting these facts.
What you'll also notice, and you'll see this in the videos that we're watching today, is that some of the people that are talked about here are not the experts. There are people who are seeking out information and trying to gather data. Interestingly enough, what they ran into, and we'll see again this shown in the video, is obstacles. The Arab world doesn't want us to have this clarification of information, and so they've barred the way by blocking people being able to get into the area to gather data, to find things that would support what we see in the scriptures in a clearer way.